Welcome to the Made for More podcast. I'll be sharing my experiences along with some actionable advice to take your leadership to the next level. Introducing your host, it's me, Ali Nitschke. I'm a leadership and courageous conversations expert, an Nutella lover, a mother of four young boys, a wife, and a dance floor junkie. I'm here to give you the motivation you need to level up, lead yourself, lead your team, and your business. Let's go. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Made for More podcast. It's your host, Ali Nitschke, speaker, author, and thought leader. I am very excited about today's episode. This is part of our communication series. Now, if you've been listening along for a while, you'll know that communication is my favorite thing to talk about. Talking about talking. Who knew? But to give you a little bit of context, I have just got back from an 8-day national tour. I'll share a little bit more on this in our March wrap-up, but it has been wild. So I've gone from industry associations, so, you know, 200-odd of Australia's as well as international speakers, which means, you know, conversation flows very, very easily. I then went into South Australia, regional South Australia, to deliver our communication styles workshop, which was wonderful with a group of senior leaders there. I then went from Goolwa into Mount Gambier, again, another regional part of South Australia, to deliver our Courageous Conversations workshop to a group of 60 business owners and leaders from within the community, and then ran a breakfast on communication for employees as well as customers before jetting home to my family and my tiny people. So it has been wonderful. It has been a whirlwind. But the reason I wanted to share today's episode with you is because I've been talking a lot about the idea of reframing. Now, you may or may not be familiar with the term. I love it. I actually think if we can use preframing, we can pretty much use it for anything. I talk about it a lot in our storytelling workshop as well. What is it that you actually want people to think about? Now, if you've got young children, you might have seen the show Minute Maker, and he talks about, you know, frame it. And essentially, that's what we're doing when we are wanting to communicate with influence. So for many of you as leaders, you understand the importance of clear and impactful communication. You may have, you know, walked into a meeting where you've been unprepared or presented an idea that needed to be met with the enthusiasm, you know, that you probably weren't expecting, or perhaps you were hoping for a little bit more enthusiasm. And I think this is really where the pre-framing concept, the pre-framing tool in your communication tool belt comes in. So pre-framing, some people, if you're aware of it, might have a bit of a negative connotation if you've heard about it from a sales perspective. It's not mind control, no way. It's more of a communication tool to help influence and guide conversation. And whilst it is definitely not mind control, it does possess a certain magic that can subtly influence how you and your team perceives information. Now, I think communication is the biggest leadership leverage that people can have. So the biggest lever that they can pull if you're looking to amplify your leadership, have more impact, be more influential, be more inspirational, then communication is your key. So with pre-framing, it works by outlining the intention or the mindset you'd like the listener to tap into. So it's similar to priming the brain to interpret the following messages in a specific way. I'm going to give you some examples. So if you've got a pen and paper handy, if you're driving, don't use a pen and paper. That would be very dangerous. But essentially, you know, what is pre-framing? Pre-framing is the art of shaping your audience's perception of a situation before you actually present it. So when we're saying audiences, it could be your team at your team meeting, it might be a larger group, it could be a town hall, or you could be talking a full audience type scenario as well. So pre-framing, the art of shaping your audience's perception of a situation before you actually present it. It's a little bit like setting the stage for your message by subtly priming your team or staff, employees, to be receptive to see the things from your perspective. So that's what we're trying to do when we're pre-framing. If you imagined kind of drawing a box around, here's what we're going to be talking about, and here is the lens that I want you to be thinking about it from as well. So how does it really work? Pre-framing works by tapping into the way our brains process information. And of course, there's magic behind it. So I wanted to delve a little bit deeper into the mechanisms behind this technique and explore some of the real world examples that I've been chatting about with my clients, that I've been brainstorming, that you might like. But one of them is essentially, there's three parts to it. Priming the attention. So a well-crafted pre-frame, it grabs people's attention and sparks some curiosity. Instead of launching straight into, you know, an update, status update, you could start by highlighting an industry trend or a recent customer challenge. So this sets the context and makes your team more engaged with the following information that you're about to share. So what is it that you can be doing? And it could be, if you're talking to your team about industry trends, and you might say, competitor X has achieved X, Y, and Z. While I'm sharing this with you, here's a pre-frame. While I'm sharing this next bit with you, what I'd like you to be thinking about is, where are the gaps in our current processes that's stopping us from getting to the same result of company X? Or what are some of the things that we could be doing differently to help us get to this result? Or while I'm going through this, what I want you to be thinking about is, what are some of the outliers that set us apart that we can perhaps amplify or agitate to get us more results? So we're going, instead of going, oh no, competitor X is better than us, they're one, we're two, going, okay, well, I want you to think about this using the pre-frame. How can we set our mindset to being problem solvers and thinking outside of the box versus just the context of the information? So that's all around priming attention. Then we've got shaping perception. So the pre-framing allows you to subtly highlight the value proposition of your message. So, you know, is it a time-saving process that you're about to tell the group? Does it address a common pain point for your staff? So by mentioning some of these benefits upfront, it allows your audience to be receptive to the details. Now, a classic one is, we all know change happens often and frequently, and it will keep happening time and time again. We also know that some people love change and embrace it, while others do not love it and would rather be dragging their heels, kicking and screaming. So a shaping perception could be around, you know, announcing some change. And say, you know, I've got a really exciting announcement. What I want you to think about when I go through this next bit is, you know, what are the opportunities for you? What are we gaining rather than what are we losing? What are some of the benefits that you can see of this initiative taking place? So we're going, what I want your mind to actually shift into is, where's the good stuff? I want you to be thinking about that. And we can do the reverse as well. You know, say we've got something where we need to really have a risk assessment and think about all the things that could go wrong. We can do that as well. So I use pre-framing to kind of shape more optimistic, but we can also use it in the flip way as well. So that is around shaping the perception. We can use anticipating resistance. So you'll know if you've got people like this that don't want to get on board, but experienced leaders know that every idea can face some initial resistance. We know trial and tribulation, not everyone loves your idea as much as you do, but pre-framing allows you to address potential objections preemptively. And it could be something along the lines of, I know you're not going to be excited about this, and I wanted to share X, Y, and Z. So say you're about to present a budget reduction plan, which for many of you know is not received with a ticker tape parade. So what you can do is acknowledge the impact on some of the departments. So we want to preempt what's going to be the things that people get stuck on and talk about it up front. So we want to front load that. So acknowledge the impact that some of the departments, while emphasizing the long-term benefits for the entire company. So we want to kind of disarm that resistance and foster a more open discussion. And we'd pre-frame this and prime them by saying, I've got some announcements to make. Some of you are going to benefit, some of you are not. What I want you to be thinking about while we're going through this is how does your remit, how does your portfolio fit in to the larger discussion here around the company mission and vision and values and customer experience or employee proposition, you know, what is it? So really going, hey, here's how I want you to be thinking about this piece of information. We can also use pre-framing to set expectations. We'll share a little bit of that in a moment, but an example of this could be, you know, something like a movie trailer that's filled with, you know, the action-packed scenes and some witty dialogue. The trailer, it pre-frames the movie, setting the expectation for usually something exciting and maybe humorous. So when you finally do get around to watching the film, when you've got Netflix and chill, even if the humor isn't as funny as what you thought it was going to be, it's usually still enjoyable because it aligns with the pre-established frame. So if we're thinking about this in the workplace, in presentations to teams, pre-framing can work similarly. So mentioning a problem that the product or the service solves before showcasing its features often sets the expectation that the product is a solution-orientated tool. The last one is around suggestibility. So this is an interesting one. There'll be some of you that are going, no, absolutely not, Ali. Others will go, yeah, tell me more about it. So if it doesn't work for you, as always, take what you need and leave what you don't. But suggestibility. So my children are all school-aged. You know that by now. Imagine one of their teachers announcing a surprise quiz. This simple reframing can subtly nudge them into reviewing the material beforehand. So, hey, we're going to have a quiz coming up next week. I can guarantee you most of the class will go home and prepare for the quiz. Even if we're saying something along the lines of without any kind of explicit instruction. So the instruction isn't go home and study for your quiz. It's like, hey, there's a quiz coming up. You may or may not want to prepare for it. So pre-framing works in a similar way by planting a suggestion in the listener's mind. So for example, you may have heard me suggest something like this in my workshops, and it'll be something along the lines of, you know, I strongly encourage you that once you get back home or once you get back in the workplace, that you continue to think about the things that we've talked about today so that that's embedded. That's around suggestibility. So I'm strongly encouraging them. I'm not saying you have to, I'm not saying don't, but I'm putting a little seed in their mind that my encouragement, my suggestion would be that they, you know, keep on keeping on rather than leaving one of our masterclasses and forgetting about it. Another example, one of my children recently had an ear infection, which if you've got young children, you know, can be quite painful, excruciating. Anyway, simple solution was to have some eardrops. However, this particular child does not like things touching his ears. So as you can imagine, the things we do, as you can imagine, touching or putting eardrops in his ears has been quite the negotiation process. It went from flat out absolutely not to some pretty significant bribery to more tears and then eventually turning around. Now, I say that like a simple process. It took nearly 3 or 4 days for that to happen. So, when we're talking about suggestibility, for nearly 2 hours one night, I got to the point where I was like, well, we're going to have to do this or things are going to go downhill rapidly. You know, school camp was coming up, got a holiday coming up. I needed his ears to be better. So my suggestibility to him at bedtime was, you know, mate, I know that you're so strong and I know that you're so brave. And I know that sometimes you can do really hard things even when you don't want to. And that's part of, you know, helping you build your courage. And we kept going like this. It was like this cycle for nearly 2 hours. And by the end of 2 hours, he's like, okay, mum, do it. And I think we underestimate the power of suggestibility, particularly when the intention is for the right reasons. So we don't want to use it to manipulate. We want to make sure that we're using it for the right reasons, getting people out of a ditch, out of being stuck. So some of the pre-framing that I wanted to share with you as well is, you know, pre-framing, it actually extends beyond the words. I know that I'm talking about talking, but some of the other ways that we can pre-frame is around sharing data and research. So distributing some pre-meeting reports, for example, or research findings that showcase industry trends or competitor analysis, this primes the discussion for change or action. And it could be something along the lines of, hey, I've sent you some of our competitor analysis. If we think about that in the context, here's the pre-frame. If we think about that in the context of our business, what did you notice? What's similar? What's different? Where are the missed opportunities for us that could set us apart from our competitors? Similarly to pre-framing beyond words are success stories. So briefly mentioning how similar approaches benefited another department, which can pre-frame a new proposal demonstrating its potential for success. So if you're looking to roll something out that successfully happened in another department and going, okay, well, so-and-so did it here and what they found is X, Y, and Z. While we're talking about this in the context of our team, let's think about how we could do it better. Let's think about what would make it more smoothly. And the reverse of that could be, what do you think is going to be some of our stumbling blocks for our team? What are some of the barriers that we might be facing that we need to start talking about right now? So when it comes to mastering the art of pre-framing, really, you need to be starting to incorporate pre-framing techniques in your communication strategy, in your communication cadence, every day, because it's like a muscle, right? You build it, it becomes easier and easier. And before you know it, you'll be pre-framing without even trying. So some of the things you might want to be thinking about doing, what I'd strongly encourage you to do, is around guiding discussion. So pre-framing sets the tone and context for a meeting, ensuring everyone is on the same page. If you've got someone who notoriously goes over time, you might pre-frame and say, hey, we've got 30 minutes today to talk through X, Y, and Z. I know sometimes in the heat of the moment, we have new ideas and want to talk about other things. Is it okay, given our restricted time together, that if we go off track, I bring us back to our agenda? And the group will say, yes, of course. And when, then this is the accountability piece. Then when someone does go off track, we say, remember at the beginning of the meeting, we talked about staying on track so we could get through this. Let's put that on next week's agenda, or let's put that at the end of this meeting, or take it offline, or whatever it happens to be, so that we can keep on keeping on. Another one around mastering the art of pre-framing is around gaining buy-in. So pre-framing allows you to subtly address some of the concerns and highlight the value proposition of your message, leading to greater acceptance from your team and your staff. Anyway, that is pre-framing. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know how you go with it. I think the magic, or the power, I should say, of a pre-frame is pretty remarkable when done well, and communication mastery at its absolute best. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please tell your friends, share it around so that everyone else can have a listen in as well. And before we know it, everyone will be pre-framing left, right, and center, and we'll know exactly what it is that we're meant to be thinking about with each and every meeting. All right, bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode on the Made for More podcast, please make sure you subscribe to receive future episodes. And of course, 5-star reviews are always welcome on the Apple podcast. If you'd like a copy of the show notes or any of the links mentioned today, check out madeformore.com.au/podcast. And of course, if we aren't connected already, you can find me in all the usual places. Ali Nitschke on LinkedIn, ali.madeformore on Facebook and Instagram. I hope you have an awesome week, and I'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye.